This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in Somerset House in central London for the World Unseen exhibition, a partnership between Canon and the RNIB. And I've got Matthew Faulkner here, who is the marketing director for Canon. Matthew, this is a very exciting exhibition and truly accessible, and I think you were very much involved in the development of the raised tactile images of the photographs.
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure for me to be part of this project, and I think, you know, at Canon we believe that imagery should be able to be experienced by everybody and not just those who are sighted. And I think this project that brings storytelling and tactile images to a much wider audience is really, really fantastic.
And there's some fantastic photographs. I mean, I think there's 15 in total, and they're all very different and by a very wide range of photographers. Were there a couple that, in a way, not to say difficult to represent in the tactile imagery?
There's been a whole range, and it's something that we've learned a lot through this process. We worked with a specialist organisation called CBB in the Netherlands, who really helped us to look at each of the images and to define what are the shapes and textures that we should elevate and we should create texture or not create texture that would enable the telling of the story. So, as you said, there's a huge range from the sports imagery photography that shows the goal scoring and the nets of the football pitch and the crowd in the stands, through to the images of wildlife, like Brent Sturton's image of the last few of the northern white rhinos, where you can feel, you know, the texture of, you know, the rhino's head, but also the skin texture and that rough surface. Through to one of the images is also produced on artificial intelligence, so showing how creativity is changing in the production of imagery, and that can also be represented with being able to experience that through touch as well.
And the great thing about the exhibition is not only can people come and experience all the photographs, both through the tactile raised images, but through audio descriptions and information about the photographers, but also for people who can't make it to Somerset House, it's all online as well. Obviously, not the tactile images, but all the audio descriptions and everything else is online, with videos with a couple of visually impaired people talking to the photographers about their images. And this is, I suppose, something that Canon has had a sort of past in making things accessible.
Yeah, it's something we tried to do with this exhibition, to make it as accessible as possible to a whole host of different types of visual impairment. And then also being able to tell the stories through touch, through braille, through a sonic soundscape. So a fully immersive experience so that everybody could enjoy the imagery. But as you say, it's also online, so people can see from a much wider audience who can't make it here can also enjoy the imagery. And I think one of the things that struck me is, for those visitors who come to the exhibition and who are sighted, we've created these screens in front of some of the displays that give an impression of different types of visual impairment, so they can actually see and experience how people who are partially sighted also see the world. And I think, to me, that's a really touching example of how we can, you know, communicate and bring knowledge of this accessibility to life.
And obviously you've partnered with the RNIB on this exhibition, and there's been a lot of sort of help and advice from the RNIB as well. Was there anything that sort of came out from that partnership that you sort of were maybe not aware of before?
The whole project for us has been a whole learning curve. And at Canon we have a philosophy of Kyosei, which is, you know, living and working for the common good. And Kyosei is a Japanese word that describes that. And to me, this is easily the best example during my time in Canon that I've really experienced that. And working with organisations like the RNIB has been absolutely fundamental to ensuring the quality of this. You know, the advice and support they gave, their enthusiasm for the project, but also, you know, other collaborations. I mentioned the CBB, the specialist organisation, but as well as the printing organisations as well.
And obviously, you know, sort of, as I said, for people who can't make it here, there's the website. But is there anything that Canon might be doing in the future to maybe make some of sort of Canon's products a little bit more accessible? I mean, the digital recorder I'm recording on at the moment has actually got speech incorporated into the recorder, so all the menus talk to me. Is that something that Canon might be thinking of doing with their cameras in the future?
Yeah, I think across our development of our technology, we invest around 8% of our revenues into R&D. And what you see is also how are we making those more accessible, both in the technology, but also in the way that people interact with us. I know our website, for example, is being developed to be improved in terms of certain standards for accessibility. And the team are working hard to look at how we can make all of our technologies, but also the ways that people interact with us, much more accessible. And to me, again, this exhibition is, I know, will provide a great impetus and greater momentum, you know, in some of those areas.
It's a fantastic exhibition. And of course, if you can't make it to Somerset House, you can always go onto the Canon View website, which is canon.co.uk/view. Matthew, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you, Toby.